Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you that you called us out of darkness into your marvelous light to proclaim the praises of you who loves us and has eternal purposes for us. Thank you. We appreciate and bless this word. Bless this day. Your will be done today and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. All these promises are made to us, my dear friends. So then let us purify ourselves from everything that makes body or soul unclean. Let us be completely holy by living in awe of God.
Hallelujah. All these promises. And it says all the promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. So it also says that we lack no spiritual gift. We're blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So it's just so wonderful. The goodness of God is available in every way. There's another beautiful scripture that says God is able to make all grace at all times, in every way, for every occasion available to us. So there's no lack in God. And that's why we draw close and we take heed to what He's saying to us, what we see and hear, so that we can be rivers in the darkness, rivers in the desert. And we've seen so many promises just the last couple of weeks as we've been going through the Word of God. I mean, 2 Corinthians 5, I mean, He died for us and we no longer live for ourselves, but live for Him. It's beautiful to know we're there to live for Him. We've got a heavenly family that loves us and has made everything available for us so we can live for them and be their ambassadors, be messengers of reconciliation, that we can now partake of the goodness of the Lord. The day of salvation has come and this is what we partake of, working together with the Lord, all wonderful keys. And so at one time we were temples, but there wasn't anything significant at home. But praise God, now these temples are now the vehicle for the living God to flow through. Amen. We were once fountains without water, but now we are fountains bringing forth living water. And so these great and precious promises, it's another scripture, through these great and precious promises, we partake of the divine nature, the divine plan, partake of God's goodness. Amen. Having escaped the corruption, we finished, sin has been dealt with, one died for, or he became sin so we can be the righteousness of God. So you see, so now we can, spirit and soul and body can now be wholly set apart unto God. So as we acknowledge this beauty, as we spend time and behold this beauty, our spirit, soul and body can then reflect this goodness and perfecting holiness. And then it says this holiness is coming from the fear of God. And when we don't make a study of these things, we don't know what it's actually saying there. But when you go through, like what I did is I went through the Proverbs and I got all the scriptures relevant to the fear of the Lord. And you see, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You see, through the fear of the Lord, you have an inheritance. And through the fear of the Lord, you depart from all evil. There's just so many beautiful scriptures. Through the fear of the Lord, you have hope, expectations. Amen. And yeah, through the fear of the Lord, you have hope and it will not disappoint you. And then I asked the Lord, what is the key? I can see all these beautiful things. And then the Lord gave it to me. That's Proverbs 15:33. It says, before honor is humility. So you humbled yourself and you called on the Lord and now you humble yourself by drawing close to Him. You want nothing else but that which the Lord wants for your life. Before honor is humility and the fear of the Lord is instruction of wisdom. So you're humbling yourself to be inspired, be enlightened, be motivated by Him through the great and precious promises. He knows exactly what we need, when we need, and that's what He reveals to us. That's again that beautiful scripture. He's able to make all grace abound in every way for every situation. And when we look at the Our Father prayer, we see that give us our daily bread. There we can see that's give us all provision. Amen. He wants to help us, and he has, and he wants to help us in every way by giving us sufficient every day so that we can arise and shine and be the rivers of life in this world, temples, enlightened temples, motivated and on fire for the Messiah. Be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name, perfecting holiness, too busy with the good to do the bad. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.